Hospital officials described the series of reductions they've had to make in response to state cuts dating all the way back to 2008. Lakes Region General Hospital and Southern New Hampshire Medical Center now are turning away new Medicaid patients unless they're children, seniors, or pregnant women. LRGH's Henry Lippman says his hospital is also planning to reduce services for the uninsured beginning in March.
We have considered ourselves one of the leaders in creating access, and to have to step back from things that we've been working on building for close to 30 years is really disheartening and demoralizing.
The hospitals argued the state violated federal law because New Hampshire Health and Human Services failed to assess how these cuts would affect low-income citizens. The state maintains that the health care providers can afford to absorb the cuts, but instead continue to pour money into capital projects and competition with each other. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.